I'm pleased to welcome back the voice of the racers, Neil Bradley.
Glad to be here, Tracy.
I guess we're going to start with a very anticipated matchup. It actually lived up to the billing and then some. It was a heartbreaker for racer fans, though, Neil, as they went down to Belmont on February 6th and dropped one 99-96. But still, a lot of positives to take from that game.
Well, it certainly was. It was a nationally televised game on a cable network, so the conference is being showcased. According to many, this is the two showcase teams in the conference. Really wanted it to live up to that billing. And early on, I wasn't sure if it was going to. Belmont hit the racers in the mouth pretty early. They got out to a 14-point lead in the first half. Things not looking good. The racers got into some foul trouble, but they continued to grind. In fact, they ended up taking the lead just before halftime. They went in tied, I think, at 45 all. Considering down by 14, I'd take that in a heartbeat. Cameron Payne comes out and pops a three to start the second half. They're up three. And then another one of those patented Belmont runs where they get it to double digits. And I think, well, we can't withstand two of these in one night and come out with a victory. Turned out I was right, but they certainly made it close. They scored 10 points in the last minute plus to have a chance to win it. And TJ Sapp had a chance to send it to overtime. And I, from where I sat, that three looked like it was going in. Popped out, and Belmont survives with that shot coming out. But it was a terrific game. Racers didn't play well enough to win that. They had a couple of those defensive lapses two different occasions, and that's difficult to survive on the road.
But then the Racers, to their credit, bounced back the next game. There was no post-Belmont hangover, as 2 days later, they defeated Tennessee State 73-65.
Yeah, that was one of those games where you hope they would come out. But still, even that one, they couldn't really put Tennessee State away, you know, put it out to 20, 25 points. But Tennessee State never really threatened. I never really thought, uh-oh, they're going to get upset. But on the other side, the Racers never really, you know, pulled away. So played well enough to win. The second leg of these two-game road trips in conference play is always the most brutal, especially for a team that might be a little bit younger and usually challenging to win those. But just the fact that they came out with a victory. Steve Frome says he's changed. Last year he would have been, I think, a little unhappy that they didn't win by more. Now he's just happy with the victory. Go to the next game.
Then the day before Valentine's Day, the Racers return home, and they took care of SIU Edwardsville 82-72.
Yeah, they're a legitimate team. They really improved a lot. They were off to a terrible start. They were 3-10, but they had some JUCO players and newcomers on the team that started to gel just as OVC season arrived. They shoot it really well, especially at home. They're very good at home. They rebound the ball pretty well, and they're a little bit improved defensively. Their perimeter defense is as good as anybody in the OVC, but they're inside the perimeter defense is, I think, 345th in the nation. So that's where the Racers attacked them this time, something they didn't really do the first time in the loss at Edwardsville, settled a lot for the three-point shot. So this turned out much better, and I don't know that you call it a revenge game. I don't really think the guys thought, let's get revenge, but they wanted to give a much better account of themselves in this instance, and they did.
And then the Racers on February 15th hosted Eastern Illinois, took care of business there 72-60.
They came in facing a really red-hot player in Sherman Blandford. And even in this game, I think he had 26 points, went on to get the OVC Player of the Week the following week. But the Racers did what they needed to do. They played very well defensively, and EIU's a really good rebounding team. They out-rebounded them. But the key is 75% shooting in the first half. That'll win you a lot of games. I think they ended up in the mid-50s, but Eastern Illinois, sort of like the Racers were at Belmont, they dug themselves too big of a hole, and they just couldn't climb out of it.
And this season has blown by, Neil, as we're down to only three games left in the regular season, and we'll start that final stretch tomorrow. It's senior night at the CFSB Center. The Racers play host to Morehead State.
Yeah, kind of different. Last year we had all the seniors, like six. This time only the one senior in Dexter Field, so his teammates will try to send him out in fine fashion. But this is going to be a difficult game. Morehead State comes in. They barely survived Wednesday night, a double overtime scare against Austin Peay. But something you notice, not just in the OVC, but in any kind of conference play at this time of year, especially a league like the OVC, where a limited number of teams make the tournament, you have teams like Austin Peay clawing to try to be sure they just get into the tournament. And Morehead State, on the other hand, they still have a chance to win the league outright. They'll need some things to happen their way, but they have to win, and this is an imperative game for them to win Saturday night against the Racers. They have a good outside punch. Angelo Warner, he had 28 against Austin Peay, comes in league play averaging 17 a game. Drew Kelly gives them some size inside. Chad Possum is one of the top five rebounders in the nation, doesn't start for them, and still picks up 10.8 rebounds per contest in OVC play and flirts with a double-double every time out. But Brett Arrington, a guy who's, I think, really come on, averaging about 12 points per game. And they're a much better team when they have Kareem Story. When they blew the 7-point lead in the final minute at home against Belmont, they didn't have Story. And then their other guard had fouled out, so they were really behind the eight ball. Belmont took advantage of that. They're a better team with Story. He's just one of those guys that seems to make a lot of good decisions. They're turnover prone. They foul a lot, but they make free throws. Don't want to be behind this team in the final minute. And they're the one team, Tracy, that can really match up with the Racers inside from a size standpoint in Postumus and Drew Kelly.
Believe it or not, the OVC tournament is less than 2 weeks away. It kicks off on March 5th. Just kind of set the stage as we're coming down the final stretch of the season. It's basically Murray State, Belmont, and Morehead, I guess, fighting for the conference championship and also fighting for some seeding within that tournament.
That's right. Belmont has the best chance to win out. They play one game this week. It is against Eastern Illinois. And then next week they have the game at SIU Edwardsville. That's on a Saturday, last day of the season. So if you're a Racer fan, you need them to lose that game and the Racers to win out. If that happens, the Racers would go up a game and do that. Morehead State, on the other hand, if they win out, they need Belmont to lose one of the games to tie with them. To me, the chance of finishing up on Belmont, probably pretty rare. They'd need Belmont to lose too, because they lost both games to Belmont. They'd lose the tiebreaker. So co-championship, I think, is probably the most that Morehead can hope for. But for the Racers, they put themselves in the double bye spot. They're guaranteed to not play until Friday night. But this year, the time's a little different on the Friday matchups. The first game's at 6:30. That last game's at 9 o'clock. And I've traveled with the team after a game. You have your press conference duties and things like that. The Racers are staying at a hotel that's going to be out near the airport. By the time they get food in them, get in bed, should they advance to the next day, that's going to be really, really late. And playing a few hours earlier, getting in bed, I think would go a long ways to helping them be ready for Saturday night. Got to get there first, but that's something that is an issue. That's why, to me, it's important. If they could possibly play the 6:30 game, it would be much better for them.
The voice of the Racers, Neil Bradley, thanks for dropping by.
Glad to be here.